Welcome to the Live Abroad With podcast. I'm your host, Johanna, and this podcast is all about motivating young people to live their best life abroad. Hi everyone, welcome to episode number 13. Today I am interviewing Diana. Diana is an expat originally from Canada, Toronto, and she moved abroad to Berlin, Germany 2 years ago. She is now living in Berlin with her boyfriend and creating content for her YouTube channel. Her YouTube channel will be linked down below in the show notes. I hope you will enjoy the new format of this podcast. And yeah, let's start with the interview. Hi, Diana. Welcome to my podcast. I'm so glad to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
It's the first time I'm actually having someone that's in the same time zone. So yay,
oh, cool. Finally. Okay, awesome. And you usually have to wake up early for this.
Yeah, or stay up late.
Stay up late, okay. Perfect.
And I have to say, I actually got prepared, and I watched a couple of your videos on YouTube, and they were awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I got inspired and made up some questions about that.
Okay, perfect.
So can you introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners, please? Tell us where you're from and where you lived abroad.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Diana, and I am a YouTuber and content creator. I currently live in Berlin, Germany, and pretty much I create content about living abroad in Germany, what it's like to work here, to live here, just day-to-day life, and just essentially talking about the German culture, just in case anybody is interested in moving abroad as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And when did you move to Germany?
So it was February 2017. So I've been here for a little over 2 years. And I've been in Berlin the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And I've listened to the story that like how you came to move to Germany. Can you say a shorter version for us? Because you created like a long 20-minute video.
I did, yeah. So I recently created a video all about that, just to share a bit more about my journey and how I actually decided to move here. So essentially, I'm from Toronto, Canada, and in late 2016, my boyfriend and I had finished backpacking across Asia and Europe, and we went back to Toronto, and we thought we would just go back to Toronto, get jobs there, settle in. And we started applying for jobs in Toronto, and, you know, nothing was really happening that much. You know, the job opportunities were not really there. We weren't really feeling Toronto anymore. It wasn't aligning up with the lifestyle that we wanted to live. And we were just remembering our time in Berlin while we were traveling. And we realized that we really loved it here. And it was just a very carefree environment. It had a good work-life balance. There were a lot of job opportunities for expats. So we decided to apply for jobs here, and it took about 4 months to find a job. And that's pretty much where the whole journey started. But it really came out of a need of wanting to live abroad and just finally realizing that, you know, the place where we grew up didn't align with our current lifestyle. So we wanted to experience living somewhere else, and Berlin just felt like the right place.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And was that your first experience living abroad outside of Canada?
Yeah. So, I mean, my parents are originally from Colombia, so I've lived there when I was very little, but me taking that leap and actually moving somewhere abroad, Germany's been the first place. And it's been exciting. I've loved my time here.
Yeah, awesome. So why did you choose Germany? Was that because you liked it when you visited?
Yeah, we just really clicked with the city. We had traveled to about 13 countries up until when we came to Germany. So we had definitely seen a lot of different places, a lot of different cultures. And there was just something about the energy in Berlin. I don't know if you've been here before.
Yes, I did. It's awesome.
It's a lot of people say that, like, that's probably one of the first ways to describe it, just because it is a very carefree environment. There's a lot of young people. It's very relaxed. Exactly. But at the same time, people are still very focused here. They want to work on their careers. They also like to explore any creative hobbies. So it's just a good mix of both. And we actually had a friend who lived here while we were traveling, and we got to talking with her, and she just really talked about how amazing it was and really sold us on the idea and gave us that encouragement that we needed to finally, you know, make the decision to move here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very modern and it has a lot of young people, which is like a cool vibe. Yeah, it's really awesome. So yeah, what do you like about being an expat in Germany?
I think it's just the fact that every day is still like a new little adventure, because I'm still learning so much about the culture, about the people here. Also, just specifically in Berlin, it's a very multicultural environment. So you get to meet a lot of different people and, you know, talk about their life, where they're from, just learn about so many different types of people. And it's just exciting. And even though it's been 2 years and a half, I still learn so much. And I find that that's why I'm always creating content for my YouTube videos as well, because I have so much to share. And yeah, it's just a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, we would always like drive with my family to Germany, just because Dresden, the closest city, is only 2 hours away from me.
Right.
Yeah, so it's been always a place like that you can go for a week or a day, like a weekend or a day. And
yeah, I hope
that you actually chose it as a place to live. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you been to Czech Republic so far?
I have, yeah. I've been to Prague a couple of times, and I love it there as well. We went there while we were traveling, and it's such a beautiful country. I just remember all the beautiful buildings and the architecture, and I'm obsessed with that. It's so beautiful.
Yes. I missed that when I was in the U.S. The architecture and the history, all that.
Yeah, I never really understood, you know, the European architecture until I moved here. I always thought like New York had the coolest buildings, but it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next question I read is, do you have any tips for people who want to relocate to Germany but are struggling how to actually do it?
Yeah, so I mean, I think one of the first things you'll want to think about is, of course, what city you want to live in. Every single city in Germany is very different. So, for instance, if you're in the finance industry, then maybe you'd want to consider moving to Frankfurt. Or if you do want to be in a more tech startup city, then Berlin would probably be the place for you. But I think just general advice for moving abroad is not to limit yourself, because I know a lot of people get scared of initially making that leap and going for it, and maybe they get discouraged very easily. So I think a good way to get encouraged and get motivated is definitely by, you know, listening to podcasts such as this, or reading up about the culture, watching videos about it, just so you get more excited and learn about how other people have done it. So yeah, I would say that's definitely one of the first things that you would want to do.
Mm-hmm. Learning from others. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people have done it before, and there's so much, of course, you know, online or through YouTube videos, and there's just so much knowledge that you can gain, and it'll make it a lot easier for you if you are thinking about that step.
Yeah. Now actually it's so awesome to be living in this kind of time that we have all the travel blogs, you know, YouTubers blogs, everything.
Yeah.
We can get all the information needed for free, essentially.
So yes. That's
awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What do you wish you knew before moving continents? Is there anything?
I think in a way it's good to be a little naive when you move and just go for it, because if you overthink it, then you might scare yourself out of it, or, you know, second guess yourself. But in terms of moving specifically to Germany, I would say I wish I knew how much paperwork I had to do when I moved here. It's so crazy. You would think that Germany is a very, you know, tech advanced country, but they still like to do a lot of paperwork, and they're very much a like, for instance, a cash society. They don't really use credit cards or debit cards here. Mm-hmm. And even something as simple as registering your address when you move here, you have to go to the government offices to do it. And every little thing requires paperwork, which can be, you know, a little bit tedious at times. Mm-hmm. But I mean, besides that, I think just come with it or come here with an open mind and just take everything in day by day and don't overwhelm yourself as soon as you get here. Just learn about the culture, interact with different people, go to meetups and meet with different expats as well. And you'll start to feel more at home day by day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the beginning, it feels like a never ending story, especially for me. Like, it starts with an application for a visa and then it never ends. Like, all the papers are coming your way.
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork. So if you can stay organized from the very beginning, get some folders to put all your paperwork in.
Otherwise, you're going to miss deadlines.
Yeah exactly.
What about English in Berlin? Do you feel like it's necessary nowadays?
So this could be a bit of a controversial answer if some of my German viewers are listening. But I would say in Berlin, it's not necessary to learn English, which is definitely good if, you know, you don't speak German. There's so many opportunities here for those that speak English, and, you know, everyone around the city will be able to interact with you. However, if you can make the effort to learn German and at least learn phrases to try to get more familiarized with the culture, because that will definitely help. But in general, in Berlin, it's not needed. It may be needed if you move to, of course, smaller cities in Germany or different cities where they don't speak German that much. But in Berlin, you will definitely be okay with just English.
Yeah, definitely. I always like recommend people to learn at least a couple of phrases just to be polite, you know, when you're walking around shops or anything, meeting
people. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes a difference for me. I've always had the experience that it made a difference. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, you'll just understand the people a lot more. And even if your German is not perfect and you mess up, they appreciate if you are making an effort. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely do that.
Now, talking about jobs, would you say that there are any specific jobs and or career sectors that are more likely to accept expats in Germany? In case there are any listeners who want to move to Germany and want to find a job there. If yes, do you think you can mention some of them?
Yeah, for sure. So like I said before, you really want to think about what city you want to move to. For instance, if you're in the finance industry, then probably, like I said, Frankfurt would be a good city for you. But I'm more familiarized with Berlin, of course. And I would say that in Berlin, there are a lot of IT roles here for you. So if you're a programmer or a developer, or even more specialized roles like data analyst or data scientist, those are really needed here. But of course, I don't want to just say those roles, because then that would limit you. I've met so many different people here with different job experience, you know, an HR background or hospitality and tourism background. But definitely, I would say right now, IT is booming in Berlin. But that doesn't mean that if you're in a different industry, you can't make it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that advice. I think a lot of people that are, like, especially those that live in another continent, it's hard to understand, like, which industry is booming in which country or which city. And having an insight from someone that is actually living there is really helpful. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any tips regarding the German culture and how to actually fit in?
Okay, I mean, that's pretty much what my channel is based on. Just really learning about the culture and, you know, how to live here day to day. I would say one of the first things that took some getting used to for me that I would recommend everybody get used to as well is just how upfront Germans can be. So if, for instance, you know, they have an issue with you at work, maybe you're not doing something according to how they like, they will tell you straight up to your face, which is very different from, you know, how I'm used to things in Canada. But I would say, yeah, brace yourself for that, because at first it can be a bit shocking. But mm-hmm. what I have found is, for the most part, their intentions are really good. They just want to be the most efficient and most productive. So that's why they may give, and it may seem like quite rude at first, but mostly it's nothing personal. Mm-hmm. It's just having to do with, you know, being efficient and being productive, which is definitely something that Germans are known for, and I've experienced as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you and culture shock? Did you experience it when you came to Germany?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely the upfront nature of Germans is a culture mm-hmm. shock for me. Also, things like, you know, very upfront questions like, oh, how much do you pay for rent? That was quite shocking to be asked at first. Yeah, I wasn't used to that. And mm-hmm. It's a very common question, I think, because mm-hmm. especially in Berlin, the renting or housing market is so competitive that people mm-hmm. constantly want to know what different people are paying for. So that was definitely a shock. But yeah, I mean, you'll experience shock when you move abroad. I think it's totally mm-hmm. normal. But I also think that's part of living abroad and learning about the different cultures and just learning how to navigate with different types of people. And I think overall it will just help you grow, because you'll be able to learn about dealing with different types of people and just learn about the culture much quicker that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to hear about you like understanding the culture here, which is kind of closer to me than, you know, the Canadian culture.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see the other side now, and yeah, that's interesting. I definitely made a lot of trips around Germany, around the whole country. However, mm-hmm. I've never actually lived there, so I don't really have any friends or like connections there. So I don't really know what the people are exactly like, but I know that the culture is kind of similar like here. So I would assume it's the same situation.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it comes with the territory of moving mm-hmm. abroad. But I don't think that should scare anybody, or you shouldn't let it scare you. It's just all about the experience and just learning about different ways of living. And I think that's one of the best parts about living abroad.
No, yeah, definitely. I think that learning about the differences, and that you are not always right. There are always two sides of things. That's
exactly.
Really, that really helps you grow as a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you planning on staying in Germany?
Good question. So for the time being, yes. I'm always the type of person that thinks that there's a certain city or a certain place for a particular time in your life. So mm-hmm. for right now, my boyfriend and I are extremely happy in Germany, in Berlin. But we don't like to think too far into the future. You know, a couple of years mm-hmm. ago, I would have never thought about living here. It wasn't even on my radar.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I love it here. There's so much to explore in the country as well. So maybe I'll move to a different city. But for right now, Berlin is definitely the place. And I just like to live it day by day, live in the moment, and see what other opportunities come up as well.
Yeah, awesome. And do you have any final piece of advice about living abroad for the listeners?
Yeah, so I would say definitely trust your gut. If there is a place that you want to move mm-hmm. to, then go for it. Don't limit yourself to a certain place just because you've always grown up there. If you see that there's an opportunity you can take or that presents itself, just go for it, and don't get discouraged by little setbacks that might happen. When I was sharing my story, I talked about how I got quite discouraged during the beginning process of applying for jobs here, because I was applying for a couple of weeks and I wasn't hearing back, you know, from a lot of companies. But don't get discouraged. It's completely normal to have these setbacks. And if it's something that you really want, then you just have to go for it. And every single day, apply to jobs, learn about the culture, learn about different ways how you can find opportunities. And something else I do want to mention is that don't get discouraged maybe by some unsupportive family members. I know that I speak to a lot of expats, and sometimes their family members, unfortunately, are not that supportive in the whole mm-hmm. process. Which, of course, is quite sad and unfortunate, but at the end of the day, you have to think about what's best for your life and what's going to make you the happiest. And you shouldn't just live for other people. You really have to think about what's going to make sense for you in the long term. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are pretty much the main things.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that you said, like, don't get discouraged, because I know you said you applied for weeks and weeks. And
yeah.
I know that for me, what helped me when I was applying for weeks and weeks and didn't see any results was that I always told myself, like, there is an abundant number of employers in that particular mm-hmm. city that I want to work with. And yes. they are looking for a person like I am. It's just about me. I have to find the exact employer that I'm looking for. So I just have to apply to the X number of employers, and I'm going to find that person that is looking for me. So that's what I would always tell myself.
Yeah, that's a great attitude, because you're right. There is so many opportunities, and you will find the right place for you. Mm-hmm. So it might take some time, but again, that's why it's important to work on it every single day if it is something that you truly want.
Awesome. Thank you. And if any listeners want to keep in touch or see your content, where can they find you online?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, dianavery.com. So it's dianavery.com, or to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DianaVery. I post weekly content, and I also answer your questions on through my website and through all of my social media platforms as well.
Awesome. Definitely go and check out her YouTube videos and her website. And if you want to keep in touch with her, of course, you are free to contact Diana on her social media. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I had an awesome time talking to you about Germany. And yeah, have a great week and enjoy your time in Berlin.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to you, actually. I think what you're doing is really awesome, how you're encouraging women to move abroad and giving them that motivation that they may need and teaching them about different ways of living. I think it's incredible. Thank you so much for having me.
I know living abroad has been an amazing experience for me, and I want it for more women to experience that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So have a great time in Berlin. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye. Have a good one.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had an awesome time talking with Diana about the German culture and her story about coming here. If you want more resources about how to move to Germany, or if you want to watch Diana's videos, everything will be linked down below. And if you can please review this podcast episode by giving it a 5-star rating, that would be awesome, and it would help more women to discover this podcast as well. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and have a great week. You will hear from me in the next episode. Bye.